Okay, good evening. It is January 10th at 7:06 p.m. This is the City of Derby Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, Paid and Fuel Rental Committee meeting. Can we please rise for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Mark, do you want to do the roll?
Sure. Mr. DiGiovanni?
Here.
Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Ms. Vidomsky?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect that you have all three members are present, so you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Number four, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, can I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Moved.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, number five, rental fees and policies regarding Payden Field and Fieldhouse discussion and possible recommendation to full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Okay. Would anyone like to get the ball rolling on this? Any thoughts?
Yeah, well, go ahead, Gino.
Oh, I was just going to say, Rob, that after, you know, once we kind of got appointed to, you know, this committee, Mr. Cota, Andy Cota, had I had seen him and he asked me about it. And I said that we haven't met yet. And this was a month or so prior to the holidays. But he said that he was putting a committee together to, you know, start getting information and build upon it through the, I believe it's Park and Rec, he's chairman of. So I don't know if he reached out to you, Sarah or Rob, but they might have started something. So that's all I wanted to add.
Yeah, no, he hasn't reached out to me. This is the first time hearing of that.
I have not heard anything since they discussed that at that Parks and Recs meeting. And I mean, you know, I don't know why they wouldn't just have joined this committee. And you know, I listened to and participate in as many Parks and Recs meetings as I can. And, you know, there's as much information given to Parks and Rec about payments and fees and prices as we get at our meetings, which is basically none. And that's where, you know, for me, you know, we still haven't gotten information as to what does it cost to run the facility, the fields, the field house? What does it cost to run an event? What is the cost to the city? And if we don't have that information given to us, you know, how do we make sure that we're making money and not just, you know, giving things away every, you know, every other full board meeting with waivers? I for one, am about done with the waivers. You know, people, you know, complain and moan that it's not being used. We can't rent it. And every time we have the opportunity to rent it, it's another waiver.
Well, we all know. Am I unmuted? Yeah. We all know that the reason why there's waivers all the time is because our pricing is you know, not where it probably should be. I mean, that's what we're here for.
I don't believe that. I don't think that's free.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Again, we've not been given information as to what it costs to run. So how can we be making up these, you know, these random prices, random deductions?
Well, you know, we need to find out what it costs, you know, but at the same time, is if, let's just, for example, if our price was, we're going to rent it for today for $1,000. Well, if the people or someone rented it today for $1,000, no one would come to the Board of Aldermen. Is that how the procedure goes? Is that correct? If I want to go and rent the field today and the cost is $1,000 per our price sheet, that's current. And I'm just using it as an example, X amount of money. I go and I say, I want to rent it. They say, okay, it's $1,000. Okay. Fill this out. Give me a check for $1,000. I would fill it out, give them a check for $1,000. And then I would use the facility.
Correct.
I wouldn't go to the Board of Aldermen to ask for a waiver if I was willing to pay the X amount of money, right?
Correct.
That's the way I understand it.
Yeah, that would go to Dennis O'Connell, the Parks and Rec.
Right.
He would deal with the, he would collect the check, he would deposit the money with the finance department, and the field would be used as for the application.
Right. So the reason why we're getting waivers to come to the Board of Aldermen is because somebody doesn't want to pay the $1,000. So they're asking the Board of Aldermen to reduce the rate. So
that's why we're here, because we need to reduce the fees, because, you know, we're getting applications for use of the field for 3 or 4 nights a week for the entirety of the summer. You know, when the cost would be $18,000 and we're giving 90% discounts. I mean, it's ludicrous.
And it costs us
more to run the lights for these out of town travel programs that are requesting use of the field. It costs us more to light the fields than they're paying for the entire summer to use it. But I can't nail down a number, because I've asked Dennis O'Connell on several occasions. He just ignores my emails requesting the fees.
Well, we don't know. Let's say the price is $18,000 and they want to pay us $5,000. So we don't know. We need to find this out, but we don't know if the $5,000 will or will not cover the X amount of time they want to use. So I think that this committee that we have together here right now is really moving a step forward. We need to figure out how we're going to find the information to update the rates, because I agree with Sarah. We can't just say, well, if we're charging 18,000 and we're getting requests for $5,000 or X amount and X amount, we need to make sure that the X amount that they want it to give us is with either in the ballpark, or it's costing us double of what they want to pay. So we're losing, you know, we need to seek that information so that we can give accurate numbers.
Just to be clear, we've sought the information. We're not being given the information.
Okay. The only I've been given.
What information have we looked for or asked for?
I asked for the cost to light the fields for a given night for, say, 2 hours. I asked 3, 4, even 5 times. Finally, Dennis never responded. Finally, Walt Mayhew responded with the electric bill for 1 month and said that it's the football field, Payton Park, and Payton Fieldhouse all combined. So there's no way to determine.
I remember seeing that email. Yeah. You're right. Now, what information, and just so that I understand it correctly, what information would Demo have that either we should ask, have asked, haven't gotten? Because I just don't know being on the Parks and Rec, would he have access to how much our bills are and stuff like that, or what?
Yeah, he should. I mean, he's doing the budget for them. He does the budget.
We should know
how much. Again, does it cost to run whatever event there? How much does it cost? Between light, between other electricity, the maintenance needs to be accounted for per event as well. Because if we're just breaking even or making $2 on renting it, that's not going to help us in the future.
When the fields need to be replaced, right?
You know,
I'm on board with you guys. Yeah. I just don't know the nuts and the bolts. I'm just trying to understand that.
Not at all. No.
Okay.
My understanding, when this committee initially came up with the fees, I believe, Sarah, you were a part of it with Alderman.
I came on. You know, but Barb and Charlie had really done, you know, a ton of that work before I got on the board. I was part of that, you know, toward the tail end.
These fees that we currently have in operation are essentially within the ballpark of fees that are being charged for similar facilities around the state or in the area.
Correct. Like, you know, and I forget, it may have been Charlie who was doing, you know, that, you know, looking into those facilities that had, you know, as, you know, the similar offerings. But really, like, you know, this place was the premier spot.
And I know when we adopted these prices, we agreed to review them after a couple of years. And, you know, obviously we went through COVID, so the field wasn't being rented at all during that time.
Right. And Dennis was really supposed to, it was charged with that, but we were also supposed to see, who was asking for the use of the field, or the field house. You know, there was supposed to be a spreadsheet, you know, given to us so we could see, how many requests were made, who actually ended up renting it, who opted not to, what the reasons were, so that, you know, the pricing could be potentially adjusted. But we don't want to adjust the prices to make this facility get worn into the ground in, you know, 5 years either.
Right. And that's the track. Well,
yeah, we don't want to have
reduced rates.
Yeah.
Right. No, I agree. So when you, when we were just talking about how Demo does like the budgeting and whatnot, so he would have some of this information. Can I give an example and then you guys kind of tell me how and who pays for it? So let's say that there's a football game and you guys, it could be an out of town, in town, however, right? But somebody wants to come and use the facility to rent. I want to use that as an example to rent. And I pay X amount of money. Once the person or the people give the money to the city, out of that, like, who pays for public works and who pays for the garbage pickup and who? So that all comes out of Park and Rec. So Dennis would actually, they would take money from Dennis's budget and pay Parks. Could you explain that to me, like how that actually works?
Well, there's a within the I don't know about the public works part of it. I mean, that might be like a special thing for like some of these,
that's something
kind of that, last minute weekend things, but there's, you know, there within each of the contracts, there is, you know, they have to pay for a facilities employee to, you know, to be there. And I don't know if it's $15 an hour or something like that, that's part of that. So that fee never gets waived or should never be waived.
Right. So that, when I, go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah. So when we're waiving the, and I'm putting quotes around when we waive the fees. that pricing does not get waived. The, facilities employee, or, you know, sometimes, you know, the police have to get used, or there has to be, the storm's ambulance has to be there depending on what type of function it is. I think part of it, right, you know, is just what type of function it is.
Right. So when I rented the field house, and I was probably the first or close to the first person, you know, to rent the field house. And when I got the application and I went through it, it was like an a la carte menu set up. You know what I mean? So when you go and you start reading down it, it says, you know, you want the big room, you want the small room, do you want the kitchen? And there was, you know, I have to pay X amount of money, minimum 4 hours for the janitor and somebody to be there. And that's exactly what you're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go, and I don't quote me, but maybe group four, it was like not affiliated with the city. I'm something along those lines. When I went and I did it all out, and it was, you know, $10 a table, $5 a chair, this, that, and added it all up, you know. And when I looked at to rent the baseball field or softball field, it would have been cheaper for me to go and rent the baseball/softball field for the, I don't know if it was a half a day or what it was off the top of my head, then to rent the field house for the 4 hour minimum or whatever it was. Obviously this is why we're here. We got to figure it out. So, you know, we might have some of our, you know, the pricing might, like you said, is comparable to other people in the area at the time it was written, but we might not have it, you know, we might not have it all together in the right package. You know what I'm trying to get at? So maybe for the amount of money that, you know, we're renting it out for, maybe things should be included in those prices, or, you know, maybe the structure should be set up a little bit different. But it was just my experience of how it was set up. That's all. And maybe there's good reason for it. I don't know. But I didn't think that was, it just didn't, I don't know. It just didn't make sense to me at the time, but I wasn't, you know, part of the, you know, the original thing. So maybe there's more to it. And maybe it didn't really apply to a group four or the, you know, private, you know, category. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure. So that's just another question that I, you know, just trying to find out why it was set up that way, or if there is a reason for it, you know?
Yeah. These are things we're going to need to look at more in depth.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to, you know, maybe, you know, if necessary, if we have to meet every other week, just until we get this done, because, you know, we're, you know, I know it's January, but the requests start coming in the winter for the spring and summer sports. So we need to hammer this out and get it done sooner rather than later.
Yeah. There's going to be pitchers and catchers at what, the end of March.
Right.
And so it's right around the corner.
Yep.
I just want to give me one second.
you know, just to go back to,
is there a way to maybe not just Stilthouse?
What was that, Gino?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I lose you?
Yeah, you broke up a little bit.
I was just acting. I know when he had sent the email about, you know, the electric bill and it comes in, you know, one chunk. That was, if I remember, Rob, I know you said it, but it was the field house, the baseball, softball field, the Coon Hollow, you know, the upper Coon Hollow Park, and then the football field. Was there anything else attached to that? Do you remember?
No, I don't believe it included the picnic grove. I think it was I believe it was just the football field, Payden Fieldhouse, and Payden Park.
Okay,
the,
so
the two fields and the fieldhouse.
Okay, so that's good then, because then we got that one big chunk, you know, that parcel with that one bill. So that's not terrible. At least it's not, you know, the picnic grove and Little League and all that all combined all into one. So,
right.
You know, we could probably get those current, you know, bills now that the first of the year is here and it just went up, and we could kind of project how many kilowatts we used in the last couple of years and then see, you know, where the pricing was per kilowatt hour. And then we could, you know, have a good range of a good guesstimate on where the bills will be this coming season, and then we could break that down, you know, into weekends and whatnot to get a, you know, a weekend or a per day number, you know what I mean?
Right,
because that's how you're gonna, well, I mean, that's how I would think we would have to do that, you know what I mean? The field is, you know, available from this date to this date, you know. So let's say it's available for, you know, 8 months. We got to take the bills for 12 months, you know, down to the 8 months of use, and then divide, you know what I'm trying to get at? Because for the other, you know, the other months that the field's not available, we're still paying the bills. So,
right.
You know, that's all got to get, you know, broken down into that type of, I'm just trying to think of how I would do it, you know, bid a job or do a job or what have you, because that's how I would do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, then we could break it down to a smaller little package and say, okay, every weekend in the 8 months, you know, well, in 12 months, every weekend, every, you know, Saturday and Sunday, you know, this is our minimum cost between, you know, whatever the expenses are going to be. And if we rent it out and break it down that way and say, here, these are our expenses over 12, you know, 12 months, it's cost us, you know, $5,000 a weekend. You know what I mean? To run it, no matter if we use it or not. And then we could kind of just, you know, at least we have a start. We have to get start somewhere.
Right. And again, we can't just break even. We need to turn a profit, because these fields need to be replaced within 10 years. And, you know, the clock is ticking and the fields are being used virtually at no cost. And there's wear and tear on these fields. So we're not making any profits on these. So
Rob, were you on the field house committee?
I was on not the field house. I was on the football field committee. The field house and the baseball field was a separate committee. Yeah.
Okay, so when you were on the football committee, when they were building, the people or the company that did the turf or built the field or all the above, did they say that, you know, the field has to get, you know, replaced in certain amount of years minimum, or well, did they give you some type of maintenance schedule or anything?
They did. And Ed Armino has that. And he's supposed to be maintaining a schedule. And, you know, that's another bone of contention of mine, because I asked him for that schedule and he said he doesn't maintain an actual schedule. He just does it as needed. It's supposed to be replaced.
Well, that's pointless.
Right. That's really bad. You know, especially with a brand new facility, and you're supposed to be monitoring the number of hours that the field is being used, because the field needs to be replaced after so many hours of use. It needs to be groomed after so many hours of use. So they estimated it to be approximately 10 years.
Regardless of the use?
No, not regardless of the use. That's a rough estimate as to when it should be replaced after 10 years based on normal use.
Normally. Okay, gotcha.
And yep. and normal maintenance. And I'm not confident yep. that we're getting that normal maintenance.
Neither am I. Neither am I.
Yep.
Okay, so, and then did they give like a, so obviously when they go to replace the, you know, the turf and whatnot, obviously it's not, did they give you some type of percentage of how much it would cost to, under normal use, you know, minimum, you know, guesstimating, you know, 10 years under normal use, it cost roughly X amount of dollars to replace whatever they usually replace?
Yeah, as of 2 years ago, that cost was $1 million. So, you know, we would have to either raise or budget $100,000 a year in order to meet that and have that those funds available in 10 years. And now we're looking at what, 7 or 8 years from now.
And that's just the football field, Rob?
I believe it's so it would be $2 million to replace both fields. So
so the football field and the softball / baseball field would cost $1 million each to redo whatever they usually do in 10 years?
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, again, just to reiterate that spreadsheet that we had asked for on multiple occasions several months ago over the past year or so, I've yet to see it. So I don't know how much money we've brought in. Dennis O'Connell apparently has that information, but he's yet to share it with the board.
Mark, are you there? I forget, you know, it might be worth going, you know, and speaking at the next Park and Recs meeting, which I know last night's meeting was canceled. But I don't know if it's the second Monday of the month that they meet. but it might be worth going and, you know, speaking and about what we need if we're, you know, looking to reduce some prices.
Yeah.
Well, I think what we should do, Sarah, that's a great idea. I think we should get a list, you know, tonight or, you know, in the next X amount of time and get a list of the materials and what we need, you know, and then we send it off to Mr. Coda or whomever that has it. And we'll send an email coming from this committee and say, listen, we need this information and we want it in 30, 45, 60, whatever time frame we decide, we need this information back. That's all. Because it's hard for us, and I agree with you guys 100%. Number one, I doubt that the maintenance is getting done per schedule, because obviously there is no schedule that's being followed. We have that from the horse's mouth. Number two, we don't collect, you know, we haven't collected, well, we don't know, but I'm sure we haven't collected in the last, 3 years now the field's been open, right?
Yeah, we've collected some money, not
enough. But I'm sure we haven't collected $400,000 in 4 years just to go towards maintenance.
No, sir.
You know, I'm almost positive that hasn't happened. Right. So, I mean, you know, I think that I think you guys are – I'm on board exactly 100% with you. We need the information so that we can, you know, move forward. Rob, when you were on that committee as well, speaking of maintenance, when I'm sure when the turf company came and, you know, turned the field over to the city, did they have anyone from the turf company come and say, listen, we got to send you to, you know, wherever to go and learn how to maintain and take care of this turf, or did they do it on site, or did they do any of that? Or
I believe it was done on site. They actually trained how to use the machinery to groom the infill, the rubber pellets, on how to make sure that those were groomed after so many hours of use. I believe it was done on site in Ed Armino, and I believe one or two other members of Derby Public Works were involved in that training.
Okay, so maintenance training.
We do have the machine. We own the machine. It's got to be in one of those sheds.
Okay.
Or maybe it's down at the Public Works facility.
Another item I'd like to discuss during this, you know, committee process is just the waiver policy in general, and if we keep a waiver policy at all.
I think
if we reduce prices, that doesn't mean that they're not going to come with waivers for reduced prices.
Just like we did initially when, you know, we agreed to these fees that we have currently in process, we agreed to review them in a couple of years. I think, you know, once we reduce them, that's it. No more fee waivers. And if we find that we're not getting enough people to rent the field, or we're getting too many requests, and, you know, maybe we need to increase our fees because we're in demand, that we reserve the right to look at this again in a couple of years.
Yeah. But
I think we need to stop these fee waivers.
Yeah.
I just think we're only going to do that by setting new fees.
Yeah. I mean, once we reduce them or we don't reduce them, whatever, you know, we need to do, I just think it'd be tough not to have some type of process in place, because there's a lot of things that come up. I mean, let's just say, for instance, Special Olympics wants to come here or something, you know.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
They wanted to rent it for a week or whatever. It'd be $55,000, and you don't have that. I just use it as an example, but there has to be some type of process, you know. And I'm saying that
The problem right now is this process is just getting abused.
Well,
right. It seems that everybody's coming. It's not just the one off. Right. It's literally right. Everybody's asking for a fee waiver.
You're absolutely right. And they could all be denied or they could all be accepted. But, you know, I think I'm not saying a waiver. We could do something else. I'm not familiar with, you know, different ways to do it. But I would think that there has to be some type of process, you know, for certain situations. I don't know how to go about doing it, but I'm sure we'll come up with something. But I would think there has to be some type of process for.
I would imagine that process would be what we currently have. Like, for example, the Tri-State Shields did that benefit football game last summer for that state trooper that passed away in the floods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
So that was, you know, we.
Right.
We
that's an example fee. That I was thinking of, you know.
Right. So we waived that fee because that was 100% donation. To the family of the first responder who passed away. So, mean, there's going to be one-offs on that. But, you know, to grant a 90% reduced fee to a program that wants to use it for three or four nights a week for the entirety of a summer, you know, that's something completely different.
Yeah, okay. I got you. So is there, Sarah, I got on the just in the notes that I'm talking about here. So the 10 years under normal use, the baseball and the football field / softball field, the turf will have to be replaced. They did come and do a maintenance schedule, or they have a maintenance schedule that we need to follow. Also, the electric bill is just the complex itself, so we need to get that information right. So what other things did you guys previously, or do we else, what other information do we need?
You're saying it, you know, generally, but you know, knowing what the a general cost per event will aid in setting fees, the appropriate fees, I believe. We should know, and Dennis should have the list of everyone who he has spoken to, who is interested in renting either the field or the the field house, whatnot. Where's the money going? Once, you know, is there the fund going? Is there a separate fund? I don't know. I know Agata was working on that because Parks and Rec thought there was a specific fund. There wasn't. And so we need to know and make sure that monies being collected from these facilities are going back into a fund that are going to be used to help repair the facilities when needed.
Okay.
That spreadsheet was supposed to be created and shared with the board. Whether it's being shared with the mayor's office and not being shared with the board, I just don't think it's being created at all, to be honest.
My guess is that, Rob, is that it's not, because, you know, that we weren't getting it when we were getting stuff from everyone else. Right. You know, again, it was like pulling teeth trying to get any information about it. And then it puts, you know, us in a bad position, because how can we make an educated decision when we have no black and white figures?
So when you talked about the costs there, you're looking for the bare cost of, is that what we're searching for? The bare cost of what it costs per what day, week, month, or how? What I'm kind of asking is, who would know what it costs, and how would we ask them to break it down? Or wouldn't we want to collect the information, you know, here at the committee, and then, you know, go through it and then come up with our own, you know, numbers? The only reason why I'm asking, and maybe I'm wrong, is that if someone gives you a bare cost and says, on January 1st, it cost me X amount of money to open up the doors to my business. Well, you're trusting that they're thinking of everything, or they're, you know what I mean? You're trusting that they have everything included in their bare cost numbers. But when you go and you look at it, it could be higher or lower.
Yeah, does
the city have?
I mean, the staff working in the day to day should know that, or have, you know, I would hope they would have a better idea than I do of the minutiae things that, you know, that may cost that I'm not thinking about.
Yeah, they're paying the insurance, they're paying the maintenance costs, they're paying the electric bill, they're paying the attendants that are working at the field. So, like Sarah said, that.
So somebody will give us those numbers.
Yeah, somebody should have it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it, you know, and like I said, this is my first rodeo on this thing. So how the information comes, you know. So when we get that spreadsheet, it'll say that, you know, the insurance for the year, X amount of time, will cost X amount of money. You know, the public works portion of maintenance and, you know, working games or whatever falls underneath that costs us X amount. So it will be broken down then for us when we get it.
In theory, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So who do we ask for this information?
I'm going to send it to Dennis.
Or is it different departments?
I'll send it to Dennis. get it to, and I'll include Parks and Rec on it as well.
I imagine it's going to have to come from Ed Armino as well.
And Ed, we had some of those, those questions and start there, but they should provide us some answers. And again,
I think this is not the first time they have the information.
Maybe that's why they're not supplying it, because they don't have it. I don't know the answer.
Again, I would hope at, as that, they're doing, their own budgets and responsible.
I just have a hard time believing that they have the information. Public Works doesn't have a computer where they track how many quarts of oil they use or buy. And that's mind blowing to me that we don't know that information. So now I just don't, I really hope, but if we can't even get the maintenance schedule and he doesn't follow the maintenance schedule, I just hope that somebody does have this information. I was thinking that we were going to have to find the information and kind of put it together ourselves to find it out. I hope to God that somebody has it already done.
Well, stranger things have happened here in the city. So. I would hope that staff has that information.
Right. Well, and maybe, I don't know, but let's say how long, once we send this request out, how long would you think it would take to get this information back realistically, in your opinion?
I have zero clue, because again, it's been asked for before. I don't know. All we can do is.
I think we should put a time frame on it, though. Because like Rob said before, and I agree 100%, that renting the facility is right around the corner. We're already through January in the way I look at things. So you got February and you got March, and April is right here. So there's only a few months. And I think that there's a lot of work to do if to do this right, so that we don't have all these problems in the future. So I think once we get this information, this list, if you will, together, that, we're going to need, or how we need it broken down, or whatever we decide that we need, we'll send this request out to wherever it needs to go and say, and give it, a realistic timeline, depending on the exact information that we're looking for, and say that we need this back within X amount of time, so that if it's not back in that X amount of time, we're not waiting another month and another month, or another week and another week, and then it never gets here, and then it's April 1st, and we're right back to square. You know what I'm trying to say, Rob?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, what do we give? Do you want to give 2 weeks, 1 week, 3 weeks?
Well, I mean, like Rob said, I don't want to speak out of turn, but either every other week or whatnot for a meeting.
Yeah.
Even if it is like this in Zoom, but in my opinion, I think there's a great, to get this right and to do it right, I think there's a great amount of work in to get information, to break that information down, for us to get some hard, true numbers of our cost and where our rental fees should and shouldn't be. I think there's a great deal of work in a short amount of time, to do it. So, I mean, I think we should definitely get a list or an email of, you know, of the information that we need and give them, you know, 2 weeks to do it. And then if it doesn't come back in the 2 weeks, or if we get some but not all, at least we have opportunity to start going through it, you know. This is a big, this is my opinion, but this is a big money maker at this great place that we have. And it's also a huge expense. Obviously, we know it's going to cost us $2 million in a, or there or plus or more in a short period of time. And we pretty much don't have, you know, a lot or any money saved up right now for that. So, you know, this is a make or break type of thing. And I think we have a great facility if we promote it and do it the right way. So, I mean, I think that this committee is, you know, is desperately needed and needed to do, you know, a great job of getting this right. That's just my, you know, my thoughts on it.
Yeah. So I think 2 weeks is fair for them to get us the, get us that data. And then if we meet again, I'm assuming they're not going to be able to get it to us exactly in 2 weeks. So if they give them some leeway, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when we write it up, or when Sarah, you write it up, you know, give them the time frame, the 2 weeks or whatever. And if they don't have all of it, send us whatever you have, you know, or word it somehow like that.
Yeah,
and
we should have
this
something.
Way here. We're getting something. You know, yeah. And then we could, then at least we could meet and see what we got, what we don't have, or what we, maybe they give us just a, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it depends on what information they have. But if they give us that, oh, it cost us, you know, X amount for line item A. Well, line item A is $3 million. What's in line item A? Well, we don't know. You know what I mean? So we might have to go back and forth a little bit to either get things broken down or what have you. I mean,
they're working on their budgets now anyway, so it should be fairly, fairly at hand, this information.
Yeah.
So if they're budgeting for it, they, you know,
that is. Oh, that's great. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I will compose, you know, some of these, items to get answered. And then, do you want to just attempt to schedule another meeting sometime the week of the 23rd, or do you want to attempt to give them the 2 weeks and try to meet on, maybe the week of the
week of the 30th? You know,
either the 23rd or the 30th, you know, I'll check and see what city meetings are going on. And then,
well, I think I'm looking at the calendar right now. So, I mean, we're already in the 10th. So if we give them 2 weeks, it'd be the week of the 16th and the 23rd. So
yeah.
I think we should definitely meet the week of the 30th somewhere regardless. Well, you know, and then we should set our time or our meeting that week, you know, regardless of what happens. You know what I mean? This way, here, at least we have our meeting, you know, scheduled, and then what we get, what we don't get, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we're there, but at least we're on the schedule to meet so that we can get some things snapping. You know what I mean?
I'm going to take a look at that week of the 30th through the 3rd. I'm not sure if I can meet that week toward the end of that last week of January. I think I can meet,
So February 1st, that Wednesday, I have a meeting at 7 o'clock. Just I don't know. Oh, maybe you'll send one of those doodle, right, or something.
Yeah, I will. I just want to take a look at the my calendar before I say a definite yes to a date, because I have a few things going on scattered dates in that those last 2 weeks
of
into February.
So I think it's important that once we get this, if we give them 2 weeks to get this information to us, and then we have maybe a week to digest it before we meet together, that might be a good idea as well. So, you know, so if we're looking at the week of the 30th, even if we have to wait until the week of February 6th, I mean, at least we'll have some time to digest that information before we meet.
Yeah.
The sooner the better, obviously.
Yeah, I agree. I know, agreed. All right, so I'm going to...
Once we start getting the information in, could you just send it to us, right?
Oh, 100%.
How does the information come in? Does it go to the
I'll CC you guys on the email. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Got you.
That way, if there's any other follow-up questions that I'm not thinking about that you guys want to ask, we could just, follow.
Do you have a copy of the, so when you go and get that application, you know how it's got like all those, it's got like a price sheet with it. The application, I don't know, it's like 5 or 6 pages or something long.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a copy of that, or how do you get a copy of that?
It's on the city website.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
Are you asking for the fee schedule? Is that what you're saying, Gino?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Is that in the packet, right? Or in the application or no?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's on the city website, but I can have that sent to you. Okay, yeah. So I'll get an email, send that out to Dennis, Ed. I'll make sure Andy's included.
In the police department too. Of how much time that they end up.
But again, those are separate from fees.
Yeah. We would just have to stipulate that.
Oh, I'm losing you.
We would probably just have to stipulate when a police officer is needed, and then that would be a separate, they'd have to deal with the police department separately on their fees.
Oh, okay. So if they rent the facility and they need an ambulance, or if they need police officers or what have you, they pay directly to the police department or
right
directly yeah. to okay
yeah I would say like those types of fees would be are separate from what this committee wants to accomplish.
Well, as long as they're paying the ambulance, the police department, or the other parties to be separately, then that's fine. But if they're not paying it directly to them, then even if we need to still know that information so that we can truly get a number of what it costs. You know what I mean? Even if it doesn't pertain towards the renter or the rentee, or, it's still costs coming out through the facility. But as long as the person that rents it pays the Derby Police Department separately, then you're right. I don't see why we would need that. But if they're paying the city for the use of the field for an event, and if they need 2 cops, that's included or what have you, and that goes through us, then we need to definitely know that.
Yeah, that would definitely not come through us. That goes through the police budget.
But the person that rents the facility pays the police department separately. It doesn't come out of our fee. Okay.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. So I think we have a good plan of attack.
All right. So I will get an email composed and sent out, and then I'll get in touch with you guys to set a date for the next meeting in the next, you know, maybe three or so weeks.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good to me. And if anything changes in the meantime, or you need anything, just, you know, give me a buzz or send me an email and get it together.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Awesome.
All right, guys. If there is nothing else, number six, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? I'll second it.
I'll make the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. That is at 8:02 p.m.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Feel better. Thank you, guys.
Have a great rest of your night.
All right. Bye-bye.